God promises here a new law, not of stone that the flesh will certainly reject and break, but a covenant of the heart. Quoting Christ, "If ye love me, keep my commandments," end quote. "And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them." John 14 verse 15, Ezekiel 36 verse 27. When you accept this new covenant, your spirit will not allow the flesh to break this new covenant. David also spoke of this new covenant. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." For David speaketh concerning him, "I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Psalm 51 verse 10, Acts 2 verse 25, Psalm 16 verse 10 through 11. In the New Testament, Paul wrote about the new covenant in the book of Romans. "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin, because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Romans 6 verse 14 through 15, Romans 7 verse 6, Romans 10 verse 4, Galatians 3 verse 23, Philippians 3 verse 9.